Stoners. Welcome to another edition of Sticks and Stones. Man, I have been fraught with technical difficulties again, trying to get all this restreaming stuff worked out, live streaming. And I'm still not exactly where I want to be. Still where I was last weekend. I bought a camera, bought cables, all this stuff. And it was something with this new place I was wanting to go to that I think would be really good. But for whatever reason, I can't stream on them at all. They will not see any of my cameras. It's really weird because I can go out to YouTube. I can come here. I can stream all these different places. Can't stream there. And they couldn't figure it out. So, you know, anyway, but that's not what we're here for. You don't want to listen to me rattle on about technology. I am actually bringing you a pairing that I think is really one of a kind. I would call this this episode a working man's caviar. And I say that because these two offerings are very good, are as good as they are budget friendly. Today, I am pairing one of these specific lines from a distillery that I've done a few of here recently, and that is Keeper's Heart. And this one is Irish bourbon, where they are blending Irish whiskey with American bourbon. And I think it's going to be really great. And I am pairing that with Anika Libre 1990. I keep wanting to say Rustica. This is Anika Libre. Totally different. This is AJ Fernandez, not Drew Estate. But I do like them both. So I think that that this is going to be a really wonderful pairing. And, you know, Keeper's Heart is really just kind of coming onto the scene and getting a little more well-known. And I'm trying to do my part and get them even more well-known. So hopefully all you folks are listening out there and we'll go hit up the friends at Keeper's Heart. There's a link on the Sticks and Stones website. Now, in this pairing, I mean, really, you've got the Irish bourbon with Anika Libre, and I'm sure that this is a match that any connoisseur of fine spirits and premium cigars is going to appreciate. I think that the smooth and rich flavors of the Irish bourbon will complement the kind of bold and complex notes of the Anika Libre, and it will create a truly unforgettable palatial experience. Well, that's some big words for a country boy. Now, Keeper's Heart, there's, for all you on live stream, there's a picture, there it is on video, sorry. You know, and as I said just a minute ago, they are fairly new on the scene, but they are doing it all right. They brought in master distiller Brian Nation, who has experience in Irish whiskey that goes back nearly a decade. Middleton and Jameson, Redbreast, Spot, which is another one that's kind of new on the scene, and Powers Irish whiskey. So he is bringing a wealth of Irish whiskey making knowledge with him, and I think they're going to be doing great things here in the future. So let's go ahead, start talking about this specific bottle. Again, this is an Irish American bourbon. It's a blend of Irish whiskey and bourbon. This is the O'Shaughnessy Distilling Company out of Minnesota. It's an ongoing release. It's 92 proof, so 46% alcohol by volume. And I'm having to do math in my head. You don't want that happening. Let's go ahead and glass some up, though. I know y'all are eager. And they use corks. Love those cork pops. Here we go. Now, I'll show you the bottle again so you can kind of see the color of the spirit It is a just a beautiful, beautiful light gold, which kind of indicates to me that it is going to be very smooth. It's got really great legs on it. Now let's take a whiff. I get notes of caramel and malt and a kind of a light nuttiness with just a little bit of citrus, and it is very light and kind of delicate. It is not an overpowering nose on this spirit. Everything is just very smooth and lovely. So, you know, not trying to be too weird, but anyway, let's go ahead and take a sip. It is a very smooth spirit. There's really, I was going to start talking about the vanilla that's up front, but I kind of got vanilla first, but then there was like this wave of sweet caramel that came and just kind of moved that vanilla. Didn't get rid of it, but just kind of pushed it over to the side so it could come in and take center stage. So you're getting vanilla and then an immediate sweetness as the vanilla kind of draws back just a little bit, and then you're also getting some kind of a fruity, like a stone fruit, plums, apricots, cherries, something like that, you know, in the stone fruit line. And there is some baking spice. Hang on, there's a couple other things in there. Man, that is just really good. Then there's also, there's just a hint of like grass and earthiness that really kind of rounds it out. And it is, that is a really good whiskey. I have to compliment them. I've liked all of their offerings, but I may like this one the best so far. I don't know, that maple barrel aged is really good too. Now, pretty much, I think I've reviewed three of their spirits and then their old fashioned pre-mixed cocktail. And this one and the maple are probably a little more on the sweet side, but that's not a bad thing. It's really good. I mean, this is a really good spirit. It's not like a liqueur. It's just got a really nice sweetness to it. And on the finish, the caramel sticks with you that was on the palate originally. There's really not any kind of like vanilla, but there is some baking spice and maybe a little bit of cocoa. And there is a touch of char or smokiness on the finish. And it's, I'd say it's probably an average medium length finish. It's still kind of sticking with me just a little bit, but not a lot. And there is a little bit of alcohol burn on your tongue and in your throat, not a lot. And it's very manageable and very approachable. This is a really good spirit. And I'm probably gonna have to add to my glass now, because I think I've had like four or five drinks. Now on to the Nika Libre. This is, as I mentioned earlier, this is an A.J. Fernandez cigar. The filler is Nicaraguan. The binder is a Nicaraguan Habano. And it seems to be a very a common theme over the last probably 6 months, maybe more. This has a San Andres Maduro wrapper. I am in love with the San Andres wrappers. They are wonderful. If you haven't tried anything with a San Andres wrapper, you need to. Probably the one I would start with is the Rocky Patel 60, spelled S-I-X-T-Y, not the number. That is, man, it is really good. Anyway, this is a Robusto. It is a little longer than the normal Robusto. It is a six, five and a half inch length, but it is the 50 on the ring gauge, and it is a kind of a medium bodied cigar. Test the nose out. It's not a very complex nose. I get some nice rich tobacco, a little bit of kind of barnyard or barn, kind of a rusticy earthiness to it, and then I pick up a little bit of leather too. It's a really nice cigar. So what cutter are we going to use? We are using the Sekar V cutter. It's probably my favorite cutter in the world. Oh, I was going to give you a visual on this too. This is a medium brown, so you can visualize. It has minimal veining. I really only see like maybe two or three veins, but for those of you on the live stream, you can probably see the vein that runs right down the top of the cigar from the band almost all the way to the foot, and it is very prominent. I hope it doesn't affect the burn any. I don't think it will. It has very tight yet visible seams, and it has a very large triple cap. Now we're ready to cut it. I'm glad y'all reminded me. All right, let's test out the cold draw. That has a very nice, easy draw to it. Not too easy. If you were saying, easy, medium, and tight, it'd be in the medium range. I don't think it's going to allow too much through on the draw. I think it's probably going to be just about right. What I pick up on the cold draw, though, is coffee and some pepper, a little leather, and some wood. It's a nice cigar. Now, I'm going to use my Rocky Patel Envoy 5-torch lighter. I believe if you're going to do it, you might as well go all the way. I hold it back about 3 inches from the foot of the cigar. Just gently toast up the foot with the end of the flame. And then once it's kind of lit, then I put the cigar in my mouth and I move it farther down to closer to the base of the flame. And then I just barely touch it into the flame, going back and forth, making sure I get a good, even light. Because if it's an uneven light, it will affect the burn. Those of you that have been smoking cigars a while, you know all that, but I try to help out the new folks too. All right, let's see what we got here. Okay, I get a fairly heavy note of chocolate, some coffee. There are some light notes of black pepper, and then there is also on the retro, there's a little bit of citrus coming through too. Again, not overly complex, but the flavors that are there are solid. And it really is a good experience. Sorry if I didn't explain that very well. I'm a country boy. All right, let's try them together. Wow, that is really good. I blow the smoke in the glass, it's just kind of my thing. But then as I'm taking a sip, I will kind of breathe in through my nose just a little bit so that I kind of get a good mixture of smoke and spirit at the same time. And the sweet in the Irish bourbon is really melding well with the chocolate and the coffee in the stick. These are going, I think they're going to go really, really well together. I will say, this is right off the light, we're only, not even a half inch in. That one very prominent seam is already showing some odd signs of burn there. It may affect the burn on the cigar, but this is a really rustic looking cigar. So as long as it doesn't like come apart or anything like that, it's fine. It's got a really good volume of smoke on it. It's not a smoke monster, but it's also, you're getting plenty of smoke off of it. I'd kind of looked over these when I'm at Cigars International or when I'm on their website, perusing through looking for things for upcoming pairings. And I finally was just like, hey, I've never done these. I'll give it a shot and see. And this is a really good cigar so far. They really seem to be going pretty well together. The sweetness in the spirit along with the vanilla is really blending well with the chocolate and coffee. It's just kind of making a really nice kind of desserty kind of experience. And the stick has some really good roots. A.J. Fernandez does make some good cigars. All right. For those of you listening to the audio, I am going to burn this down to the halfway mark, and then I'll come back and give you folks an update, and you'll never know I was gone. For those of you on live stream, hang on. There's more to come. I'm going to be right back with you. Howdy, folks. I am back. Here at the half, I have noticed just a little uptake in the pepper on the stick to kind of catch up with the coffee and the chocolate. But the chocolate has sort of morphed a little bit into more of a cocoa, kind of a powdery chocolate. It's still really good. Overall, the pairing is still really holding up well. The Irish bourbon is smooth and delicious. One of the smoothest I've tried. I don't know what that was. Where was I at? Okay. It's one of the smoothest I've tried. And I think it probably, they don't tell you what the blend is or even what the mash bill is, but just in the flavor, in the palate, it's more on the Irish side than it is the bourbon side. Whether that's 60-40, 55-45, whatever. But Irish whiskey is typically a little more sweet, and you're getting a little more sweet in this. Not too sweet. Not too sweet at all. My personal opinion. It is sweeter than most bourbons, but it is very, very good and very smooth. The caramel and the vanilla still kind of dominate it, and you could pair that with many different cigars in many different ways. If you get a cigar that's more palate notes that are a little more sweet, it's going to marry up perfectly to it. If you have a cigar that's a little more spicy, it's going to offer that offset that's going to be really good. It's really good. I keep saying really good. This is a wonderful pairing. I am going to go ahead and burn this down to the band, and then I will come back and give you my final thoughts. Hey, stoners, I am back, and alas, this wonderful pairing is coming to an end. In the last half, the coffee really took off. It kind of zinged up to more like an espresso. I had the people on live stream, and I would kind of pick up these things, and I'd kind of hint that I was getting something, but I wouldn't tell them what it was. I'm like, you got to hang on. The cocoa came back around in more of a deeper dark chocolate kind of flavor. And then there was also a little more, I think I'd gotten some citrus on the retro in the beginning, but then right near the end, I started kind of picking it up on the palate too. When I would draw. The Keeper's Heart Irish Bourbon went perfectly. For those of you on live stream, let me go ahead and I'll hold the bottle back up here again. It is an exceptional budget spirit. I mean, I think I paid $29 for the fifth, and it was worth every single penny. That is a really good spirit, especially if you like a little sweeter whiskey. Not like sweet whiskey, but one that's just a little sweeter. I really think that this is a little more weighted when they're blending the Irish whiskey with the American bourbon. I think it's weighted a little more to the Irish side, and that gives it that little increased sweetness, but it's not like drinking one of the flavored liquors or one of the flavored whiskeys. It is smooth and velvety and rich with caramel and vanilla and the stone fruit and a little bit of earthy grassiness. And these two paired together very, very well. I would give the Keeper's Heart Irish Bourbon, I would give it a 94 out of 100 whiskey stones. It was an absolutely wonderful spirit, in my opinion. And I think they're really going to go places. I would give the Nica Libre 1990 Robusto. It was an enjoyable stick, and it had some really good sweet and spicy notes in it. And I would give it a 90 matchsticks out of 100. It's a very good, very good budget cigar. And you should really try these two. You can set the cigar down here. You might be able to find the spirit at your local package store, but in most states, not all, most, I think it's like 28, which is more than half, which would be most, in my opinion. You can order Keeper's Heart and they will ship it directly to your door. Takes like, 7 to 10 days. And it comes packaged, so it's not gonna break. It's nice, and they got these little air pillow bags that they put it in. And I actually have to like deflate some of the air pockets in the bag so I can get the whiskey out. But it's not overly priced. It is a very good budget spirit. And like I said, you can find it in liquor stores. They're really just starting to come, to learn about them. And so it might be easier for you just to order it directly from them. And how can you do that? Go to sticksandstones.com. STICKSNSTONEZ. .com. It's right there on the front page. Just click on the link. It'll take you right out to them, and you can go and peruse through all of the different offerings that they have. They have this Irish bourbon. They have maple barrel finished. They have Irish American whiskey. They have a 10-year-old offering. They've got quite a few things. Their old-fashioned pre-mixed cocktail is exceptional. I bought a half fifth, which they have available, and tried it. It was wonderful. It was so wonderful I ordered a fifth. It is, I think it's probably one of the best old fashions I've ever had whether you're talking about something that's pre-mixed or something that's made at the bar fresh. And it was really good. I enjoyed it every single drop. Speaking of enjoying, I hope you have enjoyed this episode as much as I have enjoyed bringing it to you. Please leave me some comments. Let me know what you think about the show. Anything that you might want to see paired with a specific spirit, a specific cigar. And I will do my best to fulfill your desire. Please hit like, subscribe, share, notify, ring all the bells, blow all the whistles, all that kind of stuff. And if you start listening to an episode, just let it play. Even if you're not listening to it, let it play so that more people can find the show just like you did. You know, we're getting bigger, and I hope we continue to grow, and I hope you are enjoying what I'm laying down. Visit our website, as I said just a second ago, sticksandstones.com, sticksandstones.com. All that stuff is in the description of the podcast, so you can just go and copy and paste the link or click on the link and go right to it. There will be a link for the spirit on the podcast description and to the cigar, so you can go and click on them and go straight there. So you can even be listening to the podcast and perusing through, ordering to have it shipped to you. That's wonderful. You can also see our blog. I write about all kinds of stuff, not just spirits and cigars. I try to have a little something for everybody. You can also listen to past episodes on the website. And also, you have links, as I said, to our affiliate partners, not just Keeper's Heart or Cigars International or Total Wine, but Freedom Fatigues. Freedom Fatigues, they provided this wonderful St. Patrick's Day green. Don't tread on me. Shirt. They have some wonderful themed, patriotic themed articles out there, hats, shirts, hoodies, jackets, all kinds of stuff. You can find a link to them there. You can find a link to Caliber Coffee. I used to own a coffee house, so I know a little bit about coffee. It's probably some of the best coffee I've ever drank. Their 22 caliber, which is their light roast, is wonderful. 9mm is really good, and even their darker roast. I'm not generally a darker roast guy, but even their darker roast is really good. I've tried them all. You can get to Caliber Coffee from there, and then you can get to all of our other affiliates out there. There is a specific affiliate page. Fresh Clean, no. I don't know. Anyway, there is a link out there to... Sorry, I'm babbling a little bit. There is an affiliate page that has a link to all of our affiliate marketing partners. And go check those folks out. That helps us, helps them. And you get great products too. So can't beat that, right? But until we get to be together again, keep your sticks dry, your stones cold, and have a great day.